Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, your action plan for real estate success. Here, we stay ready. Staying ready is being mindful of time and actively doing the things on a daily basis so we stay prepared for the opportunities that come our way. Join your host, Emeka, as he dives into the world of real estate investing, interviewing experts and sharing actionable insights. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe today. We would love to know each and every one of you. So please go to GubanaEquity.com and click Invest With Us today so we can figure out how we can get to your investing goals.
What's going on, team? It's Emeka here, your host. And today's topic is going to be about taking massive action, right? You're listening to this podcast because you are interested in real estate. So what comes with being interested in real estate? What comes with investing in real estate? It's not too complicated. It really just is a matter of taking action. Most people have fear, and fear is being afraid of the what ifs and what might happen. Fear is all internal, right? If you've never done a deal before and you are fearful of bad things that are happening, you've never experienced anything bad that happened with the deal. So what are you fearing? Right? I'm sure you've heard bad stories. I'm sure you heard great stories. And I'm sure the people that you heard the great stories from will tell you to do it. Now you're just afraid to do it. And you're not really sure why you're afraid, because you're talking about, what if the house blows away? Well, you have insurance. You know, what if this? What if that? But what if it doesn't? So number one, I would say fear is one of the things that we really have to understand and dig deep why we are fearing to do whatever we want to do. And that's not just real estate, that's life, right? Something may have happened before, but most of the time it's a certain special circumstance, and it's a small percentage of the time that it actually happens. So taking massive action, what does that mean? It means exactly what it sounds like, right? What does Nike say? Just do it. It's literally a matter of taking multiple small steps to get to the end goal, right? And just figuring out where your problem lies, right? Most people either have money or they don't have money, right? Most people have time or they don't have time. So you need to figure out which people you are, right? People are getting into real estate in multiple different times in their life. Right? Maybe when they first got out of college, or they stop because of a bad deal and they come back in their maybe 40s or 50s. You know, it really doesn't matter, because whenever it comes to real estate investing in a single family home, a small multifamily, or a gigantic multifamily, it's really just a matter of taking massive action and figuring out a way to do the next step. Right. So I just talked about fear, right? First off, figuring out where that fear comes from, because it's, you know, being scared of something that's not really there because it hasn't happened. It's kind of crazy to me, right? I know some people are anxious, but the reality of it is we don't know what's going to happen, right? Yes, something bad could happen, but we are here where we are today due to a lot of good circumstances for us to continue to wake up on a daily basis. So when worst comes to worst, it will always work out until we're dead, right? As long as we wake up for another day, it's going to work out. Taking massive action, figuring out what that next step is. And what is your next step is the question I'm going to ask. Let's say that you are a person that has a lot of time but no money. Right? What's the first thing you're going to be? Oh my gosh, how can I buy a big deal if I have no money? You find the money. It's just that. Find the money. If you have time and don't have money, your time is the value that you have, right? Of course, you need to be educated on it. Hopefully by then you understand, you know, what things are selling for. But if you are asking people for money to do deals with you and everybody's saying no, 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 you need to reconvene in the next step, right? Get to the next step. What is that next step? Okay, why are people saying no? Is it your experience? Well, find someone who's experienced. I think you get the trend here. You know, find someone who's experienced. Or maybe that's not it, and the deal that you're presenting is either bad or you're not presenting the right way. So that's where we read books, ask mentors, ask me, right? You have my information. Ask me. If you're listening to this right now, you have no excuse to why you're not doing deals, no excuse to why you're not getting money, no excuse why you can't find people to partner with you, because you have me now. My information is there. Reach out and I can kind of help you get to that point. So I just eliminated multiple different factors of you not getting a deal. And let's just say that's single family, right? Single family is the lowest barriers to entry because multiple people do it. Everyone needs to buy a house, first time homeowner and investor. So it's not as hard as the other thing. It's just a matter of taking the next step. Your action is taking that next step. And if you're a beginner and don't know anything, you're listening to this, your next step is just getting educated. Buy a book, rent a book. Go to the library, get one for free. Read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. There's so many different books out there. Go to Bigger Pockets, Google real estate books. You're going to find a plethora of them. So, taking massive action is really just taking a bunch of small steps to get to where you want to go. Now, let's talk about big multifamily deals. I've knocked down, 26 units here. And how did I do that? I took massive action. I took massive, massive, massive action, right? And I don't recommend people do it the way I did it. But the thing is, I wanted it bad enough and it paid out, right? High risk, high reward, right? I was living in Kansas City and I was where you are today, more than likely. I did some single family homes, but I wanted to go big and I realized I couldn't do it alone. So what did I do? I spent thousands of dollars joining a mastermind, right? Did I have the money? No, I didn't. I put it on my credit card. I had full faith that this was going to work. Massive action. I bit the bullet, trusted a friend. He said to join it. I joined it. I put it on my credit card and I paid off the credit card, right? Massive action. Two, once I joined, I realized that there's only a certain amount of value that I can bring to people. There's money, there's time. Right? I had a decent job and I had more time than most. However, I did not have the money. And then where I wasn't looking to buy in yet. Right? So I knew some people who were looking in Florida, Nico Saigato with the Small Axe podcast. And I knew he was looking in Lakeland. So what did I do? Right? I'm married at the time, packed our bags and moved to Florida. Right? Massive action. I literally moved multiple states south so I can get into a deal. And 10 months later, I got into that deal, right? These are huge steps. These are huge actionable steps that I did. I figured out the problem and I solved it. And it's that simple, right? What is not simple? Just packing up and moving. But I knew what the simple task was to move. So I had to figure out the logistics to do such a thing. It took massive action. When it comes to large multifamily, I didn't know much. So I moved to Florida and relied on people who did know much, right? They had the experience. They had the market knowledge, right? They were looking in the deals. They were looking at deals there and talking to brokers 3 years before I even got there. So massive action. I found the experience. I found the money. They also had the money. Now I'm at a point where I kind of understand how to make a large multifamily deal work. I'm at the point where I can reach out to someone who understands underwriting. So whenever I underwrite, I can go out to them and just have a nice security blanket to make sure that I truly know what I'm doing, if it makes sense, if there's anything I'm missing that I need to go over again. So massive action. That's our theme today. Massive action. You need to figure out what you need to do and your next steps in order to get the deal done. And that is with real estate, but it also applies to life, right? What goals do you have and what do you need to do to get there, right? Big goals are okay. Sometimes it takes longer than, longer than you would like. But you have to start somewhere, and massive action is really just starting. So figure out what your next step is today and just get started. Have a good one.